Praise be Jesus and Mary. So in yesterday's gospel, we had the rich young man who was invited by Christ to follow him more closely, to embrace the evangelical counsels of a life of perfect poverty, chastity, and obedience. And today we have Saint Peter, who says to our Lord that we have done just that, and he wants to know now what's in it for them, what's the recompense. And our Lord indeed promises a great recompense. He says, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel." All right, we think about those who have left the world and entered religious life into a monastery, a friary, a convent, those who have left their homeland and gone to the foreign missions and have given up everything for the gospel. And our Lord says, there is nobody who has done that who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age. And now, that 100 times has been understood in both spiritual gifts and also in material gifts. We have Saint Jerome and Saint Bede and others who take the 100-fold to apply to spiritual goods such as peace, joy, divine consolations, and all other gifts and graces with which God comforts those souls who have given up everything for his sake, and which then God heaps upon them. And these things surpass all earthly goods and joys. But Origen and Cassian also point out that it refers also to material goods. They say that the man who forsakes his possessions and friends for Christ's sake shall find that Christ will take care that he has 100-fold, that is, very many others, who will give him the love and help of brothers, wives, and mothers, with far more exceeding sweetness and charity. For spiritual affections are sweeter than natural ones. Wherefore, he who has left one home for Christ will find 100 or and more homes of pious people open and ready to receive him with love and gladness. Priests know this by experience. They find the houses of all the faithful open to receive them to hospitality and are frequently migrating from house to house. So too a religious who has left one house of his father for Christ finds 100, not houses, but friaries and monasteries, very great and fair to receive him with maternal tenderness. So we see all of the benefits and recompense. See, our Lord is never outdone in generosity. If we give all to him, then he gives much more to us. But we notice here that our Lord slips in here the word persecutions. He says, there is no one who has given up house or brothers and sisters for my sake and the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. See that? We kind of slipped that in there. Persecutions as well will come. And so we should never be surprised if and when they do come. And then, to top it all off, eternal life in the age to come. This is what our hope is. This is what we are awaiting from our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. is to